This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Chav Gimel Ahmed Beis, 16 shows after the battle. Before we learn that Rabbi Chizkiah and Rabbi Abohu derived the Isa Hanoe by Sher HaNisko, by Chomez Pesa, from the expression Lo Ye'ochel. Chizkiah said, because it doesn't say Lo Soichlu or Lo Yochel, it says Lo Ye'ochel should not be eaten. Passive. That unusual form comes to add Isa Hanoe by these two things. In these two cases, it says Lo Ye Ochel by Chomer Zepes and Shah Nisko. That's where the Osvan went. Rababo says any place where it says Loshon Isa Achila, no matter in what expression, it means also Isa Anoya. Only in all the other places, there's a limud that teaches us Mutar Behanoya. But by these two, there's no limud that is Mutar Behanoya. And therefore, stam, the expression of Isa Achila, in any language, any expression means Isa Hanoi. So once more, Rabbi Abo holds that any kind of expression of Sefalo means Isa Hanoi. But in all other cases, where it's not Osa Bahanoi, there's a limit from the tail that is not Osa. But in these two cases, there's no limit, therefore they remain Osa Bahanoi. So talk over the two shittas. Just to add to that, Rabbi Abo said that the fact that the Torah had to say that Nevela is Muta Be'achilo, is Muta Be'anoe, the fact that the Torah had to teach us, you can give a Nevela to a gay or sell it to a goy, demonstrates if it didn't have to say that, if it didn't say that, it would be also Be'anoe. The Torah, in the case of Nevela, where it says also Isa Achila, don't see any other expression except Achila. And still the Torah has to go to the trouble of saying you can sell it and give it. That's Muta Be'anoe. So we understand where the Torah didn't tell us this Heta Anoe. Isa Achila means Isa Anoe too. Just talk that over and get right. We add one more word, then talk over the whole business. And if we'll hold that Rabbi Yehuda holds the Dvorim Shekhsovam, Yehuda says that the Torah wrote Isa Achila by Nevela, then it says you can sell it to a goy, give it to a geir, not for the purpose of saying it's Muta Behanoe, but to tell us that a geir you have to give it, not sell it. A goy you have to sell it, not give it. So then how do I know that all other Isa Achila are also Bahanoe? Here, the reason the Torah writes it, not to tell you it's Muta Bahanoe, is the Dvorim Kirsova, to say this is the procedure you should follow, but not to tell you that it's Muta Bahanoe. So how do I know all other Isa Achila, Isa Anoe? So it learns from a Kerah, Tashlich, and Osa. It says, then there you can throw it to a Kerah. So say, this you can throw it to a Kerah. Well, all other Isa Achila, you can't throw it to a kelah because of Osa Bahanoe. See, you can talk that over. Now, the last thing I'll repeat is the Machlekes Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda, if the procedure, the Geir bin the Sinner, the Nochi bin Mechira, must be exactly that way, or Lav Davke. Rameh says Lav Davke. But the Torah writes it to tell you that Nevel is Muta Bahanoe. That's the case. So we understand any other place where there's Isra Achila without any heter means it's also Bahanoe. Again, Rameh holds that the Torah comes to say Isra Nevela, says Lo Sofal Kol Nevela, would mean Anoia too, if not for the fact that the Torah came specifically, expressly to say it's Muta Bahanoe, you can sell it and give it. So we understand everywhere else where the Torah didn't say that, Achila means Isa Anoe too. Rabbi Yehuda, however, holds, when it says, Lager, Asher b'shorecha didnena omocha l'anochli, there is not telling us the heter anoy, it's telling us the procedure is as follows. Dvarim kiksava. So according to Rabbi, how do I know everywhere else where the Isra Achilim is Isra Anoy too? Because it says, Lakela Tashluch et Oysoy. Oysoy, only an available you can throw to a Kela, that's Mutab Anoy. All the other Isra Achilim are also Bahanoy. I'm talking about once more, the whole business, and we go on. Now we begin from Gimel Amed Beis, 16 Shulis up from the bottom. Now they start looking for other Limudim for the same idea that all these that Chometz of Pesach and Sharon Miskel should be also Bahanoy. The following don't hold like Rabbi Abo or like Hiske. Yossi Vahu Merabo, sitting one of the Chachamim, came in the presence of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman. Yossi is sitting and saying, in the name of Yeshua Ben Levi, and I am the Holy Yisurin Shebat Torah. Just as they also to eat, it says lo seichlu, it means also isa hanoi, except when the Torah teaches us exceptions, which means the question narrows down now just to share hanisko chometz pesach. Go all other places where it says isa achila, it tells us that it's mutar b'hanoi. But in these two places, it doesn't tell us. Therefore, these two places we say it's actually also by how do I know? It's also by how do I know? Well, mind you, what are the two places in question? Home is a Pesach and Nisko. All other places we know that they're Muta Banai, even though it's the language of Achille. But home is a Pesach and Nisko, there's a Lashon of Achille, but we don't have any limit that they're Mutar Bahanoya, don't have any limit that they're also Bahanoya. So how do I know that they're also Bahanoya? Now, although Lo Yochel is said in these two cases, but this Chacham doesn't hold that, doesn't agree with Chizkiya. Doesn't agree with Rabbi Abohu either, because we'll soon see he has no limit from Nevela to be Matar. Why not? The fact that the Torah has to give a heter anoy by nevela is because of the old Zvorim kiksavam. That's why the Torah gives a heter to sell it to a. Why that's what it says, you can sell it to a goy and give it to a geir. Not because it's a heter. So where do you know that all other Yisurim, like Shah Niskel, and from the Pesach also Bahamah? See, Moshe Menayan. How do you know? Typically, let him derive it, Milo Yeochel. Because both Chizkiya and Rabbi Abohu both say that these words mean Isa Hanoi. Chizkiya said because Lo Yeochel, and Rabbi Abohu says any language of Achille means Isa Hanoi. So this talk of why does he reject the Svara of Chizkiya and Rabbi Abohu? And the Gemara, Lo Yeochel Isa Achille Mashmalai, means only Yisachila to this Chacham, Yisachila lo mashmalai. Therefore, he doesn't follow the limit of Chizkiya, which says lo yeochel, means always Yisachila, and doesn't follow Rabbi Abohu, which says every language of Yisachila means Yisachila. It's up to you. Let him derive that all Isuri Achila mean also Isra Hanoi, mean Avela. Since the Torah had to go to the trouble of being Matya to permit Avela be Hanoi, we understand the language of Achila by itself means Hanoi, it's also Asa. And that's why the Torah had to go to the trouble by Nevela to say it's Mutar Hanoi. So that should be the proof. Everywhere else where you don't have any Heter Hanoi, it means Isra Hanoi. Say the Kasha. Once more. The question, why didn't he learn from the fact that the Torah had to be Mutar Nevela by Hanoi? So we see everywhere else where the Lashon Achila, it means Isra Hanoi. And Gemara saw Alok Abiyude. The reason that the Torah says you can give it to a gay or sell it to a goy, it not to say it's muta bahanoya, but to tell the procedure you have to follow. Dvarim kirsava. So it's not saying that the veil is muta bahanoya, from which you can derive everywhere else. Yisrachila means osana. No. So therefore you have no limit from the veil to help you out at all. Again, by the veil, the Torah says, La gera shebishereha didneno, or mochal anofi, only telling you that this is a procedure you have to follow. You shouldn't sell it to a gera or give it to a goy. But now they're telling you it's muta ba'anoya, so you should derive from this that elsewhere it's also ba'anoya. Say that. Pray the Gemara, isovalok, if this Tana holds like a Yehuda, taping it, let him derive Isa Hanoi by all the other things, Meherha de Nafkel Rabuda, from where Rabuda derived Isa Hanoi by all the places where it says Losh Nachila. Akela Tashlichen Oso. Rabuda says, Oso Atem Maslichel, only Nevela, where all other things where it says Isa Achila, you cannot have Hanoi. So why doesn't this Tana follow Rabuda's Lima, from which we learn from Oso that all other things where it says Isra Achila mean also Isra Anoy also? Say that. And so the Gemara Kosava, this Mandama holds Chulin Shin Ishtu Be'azor De'araisa. He said Chulin Be'azor De'araisa also. And therefore you need an Osa to say Oso, an Avela you can throw to a Keller. But Chulin Shinis V'Azor, you cannot throw to a keller, it's also Bahanoia. That's all it comes to say. It doesn't come to talk about all the Yisurim about it. You see, Chulin Shinis V'Azor, it doesn't state openly to a language of Achille at all. So I wouldn't even know any Yisur Hanoia. So therefore you have to have also Atel Mashal the keller. And available you can throw to the keller. But Chulin Shinis V'Azor, you cannot throw to a keller, it's also Bahanoia. That's the case. How do I know all the places where it says Loshen Achille, it means Isa Hanoi? Say that. So the question now is Menayan, so where do we learn from that all the Yisurim of Achille, Asher, and Iskon, Hometz, the Pesach, are also Banoi? There remains a question. The first thing, over the whole Gemara, down to here, from Yosef. Now the Gemara starts out to bring a proof that Hometz, the Pesach, and Sheranisko or also the Hanoi, although the Torah only says Isra Achille there, which means Hanoi too. Now, the plan is as follows. First, it brings a proof number one, then the Gemara rejects it, brings a different pasuk number two, and the third attempt is to combine both of them, number three, combine both psuke, and number four, entirely different proof. Because the Gemara is having difficulty according to those who don't follow Rababo or Chizkiah. But that's the sugya now. One pasuk, then he tries another pasuk, and the third attempt is combine both pasukim, and the fourth is another pasuk. The fourth time, he still uses something of attempt number two. And we'll see inside. Meaning, how do I know that Sharon is and Chomer the Pesach also Banoye, the Siv, called Chathis, Asher Yuvo Midoma. To bring from the Dama Chathis inside, instead of bringing it to the Mizbeach outside, you brought it inside, it becomes Posel, inside the Hechel. Even though subsequently you take it out again, no good, it's Posel. And it says, it says two things. You shouldn't eat it, and it should be burned by fire. Again, it says, lo se'ochel, you shouldn't eat it, and you should burn it in fire. Burn that chatins for fire. She'ein talmalem, ve'esh tesorah. Why do you have to say ve'esh tesorah? We'll soon see, because there's another pasuk that says openly that it was burned. There was a chatis that was burned. Being a soirah. So it's a case where the Torah tells what they did, they burned it. So why mention here in this case, Ba'ish Tisarev? Or Ma Tamalev? Why do you have to tell me, Ba'ish Tisarev? So he says, Im Ein or In, you don't need it for itself, Legufe, Why? Just see. Being they sort of, he's telling us a case of a chatas that's possible, you burn it. So we know any chatas that's possible, you burn it. So why tell me in this case, you burn it? So it doesn't come to tell only about itself. It comes to teach all other things in the Torah that are also by achila are also by anah. You have to be burned. That's why I want to apply this pasuk. Although the pasuk is talking about a chathis that became possible by bringing it down inside, but the chathis has superfluous words. It says already, he knows soil by a chathis that's possible. So this chathis, which we know is possible, why tell me you have to burn it? So the burning comes to say, not only here, but any other case where this also be achil, it's also b'hanoi. I have to take the time and see how it works. The in eino inyan achil, and we don't need this pasuk where each tesorah to say you can't eat it, but it says lo se achal. It says b'feyas lo se achal. So we know you can't eat it. So why tell us you have to burn it? So you must say to add isa hanoi. Tenei li isa hanoi. So therefore this pasuk now is a superfluous pasuk telling us that the chathas is also banoi. Now, it says v'hinei sorov. That tells us everything. V'hinei sorov means it's, you have to burn it up. If you burn it up, it's also banoi. So why in this case does it say lo se ochel and ve'ish tesorev? To tell us that this case you can't eat it. This case we know you can't eat it. If we bring a chathas, the dam of a chathas inside. Say lo se ochel. And if it's possible, you have to burn it. Because it says ve'ish tesorev again. It says ve'ish tesorev by a chathas that's possible. So this chathas it's also possible. It's lo se ochel. You can't eat it. It's possible. So we know you have to burn it. So why add ve'ish tesorev? Say it once more. It states here the chathas that you brought it down inside the echel, you can't eat it. Lo se ochel. And it adds ve'ish tesorev to burn it up. Now we know a chathas that's possible. You can't eat. You have to burn it up. Because it says ve'ish tesorev by another chathas. You have to burn it up. Now that's again. Why does it say here? So you must say, it comes to teach us, everywhere else is also asa. What do you mean, everywhere else also asa? Not asa b'achil, everywhere else asa b'anoia. Because here, the tesorev comes to add hanoia. But said, lo se ochel, can't eat it. But the tesorev comes to add hanoia. And it's superfluous, because it says, v'hinei soyo. So it's a superfluous pasuk to telling us, isa hanoia. What's it come to say? All other places in the Torah where you have an Isra Achille, it means also Isra Hanoi, just like here. Now the question is, if that's the case, if you're learning from here that all other cases, it should be also Ba'anoi from here, so you say, Ma Khan, just like here, it says B'Sreife, I've called Yisur Shabbatel B'Sreife. Does it mean you have to burn Chomet HaPes on Sheh HaNishkol, you have to burn them up? Not enough that's also Ba'anoi, but it's a mitzvah to burn them up? He says, no. O Ma'ako Ba'Kodesh Ba'ish Tisar. Only things that have to do with Kodesh, you have to burn in fire. But Kodesh B'Sreif, all other things, even though it's also Ba'anoi, ain't called Yisur Shabbatel B'Sreif. Now this is the first attempt. I'll talk about it once more. It states here, a chathis, that you brought the dam of it inside the hechel, it's possible. Lo se ochel, can't eat it. And the Torah adds, bo'esh tesorev. Now we see the chathis is possible, can't eat it. But why tell us bo'esh tesorev? It says, v'inei soyov, by another case of a chathis that's possible. So bo'esh tesorev is entirely superfluous to teach us other yisurim matir are also awesome. Also of what? Also b'achil, no, because Eish Tesorev come to say Yisra Hanoi. Because Lo Se Ochel already said you can't eat it. So Eish Tesorev comes out Yisra Hanoi. So you have a superfluous pasuk to tell the chathis also b'anoi. So what does it come for if you don't eat it here? Come to say all other places where it says Yisra Achil also means Yisra Hanoi. If it means Sheh HaNishkol, Chometz HaPesach. Now the question is, do you have to burn Shabbos Kol and Chametz Pesach? No. But only about Kodesh, if it's possible, you have to burn it. Other things that are possible, you don't have to burn. It's enough that the Osir B'Hamna said that. Now this was said by the learner. The learner said this, was saying this B'Reis in the presence of Rabbi Shmuel Ben Nachmeni. He was saying it in the presence of Shmuel Ben Nachmeni. Ahum HaRabbon was saying this. So Shmuel, let me ask the question. How can you say, B'Kevish B'Reis Tesoret, it's a perfect passage, to tell me that all other Yisurim are also Bahanoeh, because it's superfluous here. I need that Pasik. Bahai Bakedish Bayis Tesoah, Lahochi also comes with this to tell all Yisurim also Bahanoeh, like you say? No. We need the Hai Mi Boyal, we need this Pasik, like the Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya Rabbi Shimon Emma. Bakedish Bayis Tesoah, Limad Al Khatas, or any other Pasik, the Kochi Kochim. She serve an Isa Bakedish. You have to burn it Bakedish. Some things you can burn any place. So you can burn even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. But Sulim of Kochi Kochim, like Chathas, and things like that, you have to burn in the Azor. So Bakedish Beis Tesoah comes to teach an important principle. Not like you say, come to tell us, it's superfluous to tell us that all these Suri Achila Noir also Ba'anoia too. No, we need this pasuk to say that thing that apostle of Kochi Kochi and Lekhatas, you have to burn up in the Azorah. I only know this Khatas, since it's possible you have to burn it Bakedish in the Azorah. Sule Kochi Kochi, other Kalbonas, Veimure Kochim Kalim, the fats of Kochim Kalim, since you burn them on the Mizbeah, so that's the part of Kochim Kalim which have the same din as Kochi Kochi. If they're Tomei and Posel, how do I know that they burned them in the Azorah? Talmud Lema, by Kodesh Beis Tesoah. So now, Shmuel Nachmeni was saying to this man, how can you learn from by Kodesh Beis Tesoah? It's a superfluous pasuk to tell us everywhere in the Torah, like Shanishko, Chumash Besasasa Ba'anoi. No, I need that pasuk to tell us that Psule Kosher Kosher must be burned up in the Azorah. Say that. So now we're going to attempt number two. So for the time being, he's abandoning the first pasuk and making attempt number two. Omale, so this learner said to Rabbi Shmuel Nachmeni, Rabbi Yenison, your Rebbe, Rabbi Yenison, Mahai Kol Kama, said to the following pasuk. So this learner is offering another source from which you can learn that all these Suri Achila Bateh, like Chomet Zepesh, Shon Niskel, also Bahanoia. This pasuk is talking about noisah. Anything left over beyond the kosher time, it becomes noisah, and it's osah to eat, and you have to burn it up. Im yivoseh, if it will be left over, mi besar hamiluim, or min alechem, adabeka, it says, lo yeochel, ba'esh yisorah. That's what it says there. Now, she'ein talmalem lo ochel, why do you have to say lo yeochel? Matan Leloch, why you did that pasuk for? He says you have to burn it up. You have to burn it up. Surely you can't eat it. Now get the order. He's not saying why you need Be'ish Tesoah. He needs, why do you need Lo Ye'ochel, is asking. If it says Be'ish Tesoah, you burn it up, so you can't eat it. So why say Lo Ye'ochel? In the group, you don't need it for itself. The Hoksiva Sarav, the Sanation, you have to burn it. It's a burden of Nesha, so surely you can't eat it. So what does the Torah mean by saying lo yeochel? To know in and apply it to the subject of Shal Yisurim Shabbat, all other Yisurim Shabbat Torah, where it says lo yeochel. Now, we don't need the pasuk for achila, because it says, v'esh tesoret, sorat, you have to burn it. So say that lo yeochel here means that it's also b'hanoi, that you have to say. You can't say, well, yes, can't eat it, but the Torah says in this case of noise, you have to burn it. So we see lo yochel here means to burn it, but it's superfluous. It says the Sarah, the Sanesa Ba'ish. So why say lo yochel, which means you can't have any anoia from it? Again, it says lo yochel, it's superfluous. Sure, you can't eat it. You have to burn it up, but Sarah. So you must say lo yochel comes to tell us elsewhere, not elsewhere. Now, what does this lo yochel mean when it says elsewhere? elsewhere also b'achila. This lo yochel doesn't mean achila. If you have to burn, so after, so it means this is also b'anoy here. So lo yochel means isur hanoy here. So it's entirely superfluous to tell us something about isur hanoy, but not here. We don't need it here. Tell every other place where it says isur achila, it also means isur hanoy. So then you isur apply to isur hanoy. So therefore, whenever you find a language of achila in the Torah, it means hanoy also. Just like here, lo yochel here means isur hanoy. I say it once more, and here it states, v'sorafto es hanish, you have to burn the nesa. It says lo yochel. Now, if you have to burn it up, surely you can't eat it. So lo yochel is a superfluous pasuk for elsewhere, not for here. But from a depes or shanishko. But you don't eat it, because lo yochel here doesn't mean lo yochel. You don't need to tell me you can't eat it, because you have to burn it up. So it means it's also b'hanoy. Burning means also b'hanoy. So now we have a superfluous pasuk lo yochel here, which means yisrael hanoy. But it's superfluous. So it comes to tell us everywhere else. In the Torah, you have a language of achila, also means isur hanoy. That's the case, Eve. That's the case. Ma kam b'sreife, av kol yisur shabadev b'sreife, does it mean shera nishkol? And chor is best you have to burn? Or ma kol b'saraf, that's hanoy, sir. Now, it's superfluous. We're talking about this. You can say, b'saraf, you have to burn it. Why say it's burning the nishkol? It's talking about nishkol. Why does it mention nishkol? To emphasize nishkol b'sreife. Vein kol yisur shabadev b'sreife. That's all. So therefore, we now hear our limit from a different pasuk entirely, from Nesha, where it says l'sarafto, and says lo yochel. I'm repeating, and lo yochel is superfluous entirely, and lo yochel means isur hanoya, because sarafto means isur hanoya. So lo yochel is isur hanoya, but you don't need it. So it comes to tell us, all other places in the Torah, we have a loshen achil, also means isur hanoya. So that's attempt number two. The first attempt was from Chatas, and the second attempt is from Leisha. Now he has a cash on this too. He says, why? Hi, this pasuk, lo ye ochal, lo hoi hu de osa, it comes to the purpose that you say, to teach it, all yisur achila neter, mi isra anoy also. It's not superfluous at all. Hi, mi boye leb, I need this pasuk, lik de rebe losa, don't have a losa, lo ye ochal, ki kodesh hu, the Leisha, you can't eat, because it's kodesh. We learn from this, kol shebe kedesh pos any psul in kedesh, for hakos elitin lo sas alachilas. There's a law on eating it. Not only is osa to eat, but there's a law to eat it. Something can be osa, but not necessarily malkus. There's a law to eat it. So now we need this pasuk to tell us this rule. Anything that's psul about kedesh, there's a law to eat it. So it's not a superfluous pasuk. How can you say it's superfluous to teach us that all these surah achil and tell me isra hanoya? Say the kash. But kedish based yisara is just a command, the mitzvah's essence to burn it. But it's not a law. So as they tell us, lo se ochel, it should serve as a model for all things that are possible about kedish, there's a law. So it's not superfluous anymore. Talking says the purpose to teach us that all these surah achilas were termed in Israel. No? Oh, by the way, Abai comes now for the third attempt. And Abai is going back to the original first pasuk and is going to use something from the second. He wants to combine both. Oh, Abai. Loilo mi kol kam from the first pasuk. But the epoch. In the system of the first limit, you have to invert it as follows. Before, at the top of the omid, he said, we don't need lo tisarev, beis tisarev, but it says lo se'ochel. Again, at the top of the omelet he said, we don't need beis tisarev for isra achila, but it says lo se'ochel. Again, at the top of the Amen, he said, we don't need Be'ish Tisara for Isra Achil, because it says, Lo Se Achil. So you must say Be'ish Tisara for Isra Hanoi. And coming to teach us, everywhere else in the Torah is Osa Banoi. Now, we ask the Kasha, it's not superfluous, because we need that. To say that Koshi Koshim, you have to bring back Kadesh. So you can't say that Pusik Baish Tesarev is superfluous. So now he says, Epa, turn it upside down and work it this way. Again, I'll repeat. At the beginning, at the top of the Omid, he said, Bakadesh Baish, no, he says, Vines Besarapta, Kol Chathis, Ashayuba Medoma, Bakadesh Pnimo, Baish Tesarev. She said, Baish Tesarev, I don't need, but the whole idea of Sreifa, we know from Hine Sera, a different passage. In Capital Yud, the Vayikav, Hine Sera, a Chathis puzzle is burned. So he must say, comes to tell us something in addition. What are they telling us? To tell us that you can't eat it. Can't eat it, no, it says. Raish, lo se achal. Now, what does it mean, lo se achal? Can't eat it. So what's Raish Yisrael coming to say? You can't have hanoya. It's adding hanoya. Now, the question is, why do you have to tell me this chathis also by hanoya? If it says, in a sort of every chathis that's possible to eat, it's also by hanoya. You have to burn it. You have to burn it. It's also by hanoya. So therefore, Ba'esh Tisarev is superfluous, he said at the first attempt, to teach us B'chol HaTorah Kulo, any Losh Nachila means Ish Hanoya. Then we ask the Kasha, we need this, the Pesuk Ba'esh Tisarev is not superfluous, but they need to tell us that Koshi Koshi, when they're psulim, have to be burned the Azor, it's not superfluous. And now Abaya comes along and changes the system. So when you repeat the Gemara, you have to talk over what the Gemara said at the very beginning at the top of the Amen, and how Abaya is patching it up as follows. The licht that the Terahite Beish Tesarev. We need that to teach us that Kochi, Kochi, when they're possible, you're burning in the Azor. Well, this is no question why we need the possible. What's below, boy, you don't need to say also. If they have to burn it, you surely can't eat it. Ma'atam alevis ochel. If ain't needed a goof, you don't need it for itself. Why not? And maybe you need to tell us that Allah? Not only a mitzvah of burning it, but a lav also. No, the nafka we derive from the lav alozer. That's in the second thing here. Which says anything that's also about Kadesh is a lav. So we have a lav already from Rabbi Lozer's rule. From that other pasuk. From the second pasuk. And Shmei Shavtes. That's attempt number two. Then we learn it's a lav. Anything that's possible about Kadesh. So why do you have to have lo say ochel in the first case on the top of the Amen? Now again, to say that you can't eat it, it's superfluous, but you have to bring it up. So why tell me you can't eat it? So you must say, we need it for elsewhere, to say all these surahs and Shabbat Torah are also by Anoy, just like here it's also by Anoy. Now to say lo say ochel is superfluous, because you need it to tell that it's also to eat it a lot. We know from Abba Loza, that's in the second attempt. In the second attempt, Abba Loza has a posik. Kol Shabbat Kedesh is possible. There's a lot on eating. So why say lo socha? Don't need it to the lav. And you don't need it to tell us also about Hanoi, because it says you have to burn it up. So surely you can't eat it. So now you apply the word lo seochel, apply it, the holy Suvan Shabbat Teo. Now, don't need it for Achille, because it's also about Hanoi. So they apply it in the Yisra Hanoi. So now, what have we learned here so far? Abaye is going back to the original Pasuk. Only it doesn't start out saying that Ba'ish Tisarev is superfluous, because of Lo Se'ochel. No, he's saying Lo Se'ochel is superfluous, because Ba'ish Tisarev. Ba'ish Tisarev we need to tell us that Kachi Kachim Suliyat and to be bringing to the Azorah. That Pasuk we need. But Lo Se'ochel is superfluous. If it's to tell us that it's also about Noah, if you burn it, surely it has to be also about Noah. If they tell us there's a lav on eating it, this be the Rabbi Loza's rule. From the second pasuk, Kol Shabbat Kedesh pasuk is a lav. So what's Lo Se'ochel here come to say? It's entirely superfluous to tell you that just like here Lo Se'ochel means Isra HaNoya too, so every Isra HaHilatir also means Isra HaNoya. That remains one kasha. Ima Khan B'Sreifah, that's the case, just like here it's B'Sreifah. I've called the show and also B'Sreifah. And he can't bring what he said above, by Kedesh based this off. But we need that pasuk. That pasuk we need to tell us that Koshim Suli have to burn by Azor. So how do I know that you don't burn all the other Suli Hanoi B'Sreifah? Or Ma'akot, that it takes from the second pasuk. Hanoi, so you burn the Hanoi, so B'Sreifah. That's the only thing you burn, because it's Kodesh. They call it Son Shabbatel, Bisleifa. So he took two elements from the second attempt, and he attached it to the first attempt, and the first attempt he changed around the order, and now he has a limit. I'll say it once more. In the first attempt, when you talk about it, say the whole thing over. In the first attempt, he said, Ba'kedesh ba'is tisarif is superfluous. But it says, lo se'achal. You can't eat it. No, anyway, it's superfluous because it says, v'idei se'ach. V'idei se'ach means, you have to bring it up. So it's superfluous to say, Ba'kedesh ba'is tisarif. What do you need it for? So Masei comes to tell you, everywhere else in the Torah, it's also osur b'hanoyah. All these are achilah. Just like here it says, lo se'achal. And it's osur b'hanoyah. So everywhere else, lo se'achal, it's osur b'hanoyah. Because the b'kedesh ba'is tisarif is superfluous. Now, if that's the case, let's say everywhere else you have to burn it like here. No, it says, b'kedesh ba'is tisarif. Everywhere else you don't burn. Now Abayah is changing the order. Abayah is saying, lo se'achal is superfluous. If b'kedesh ba'is tisarif, surely you can't eat it. So lo se'achal is superfluous. And lo se'achal means surely yisrael hanoya. Like here, means yisrael hanoya. So everywhere else in the Torah, every yisrael achil means yisrael hanoya. Now maybe you say lo se'achal comes to give us a lav, not only an essay you have to burn it, but a lav eating it. This we don't think about laza. But on the it says, lo se'achal, lo yachal. Well, then from there, everything is possible by kedesh alav. So we don't need lo se'achal, but it tells us alav. So therefore, lo se'achal is superfluous, since here it means isra hanoi is lo se'achal, so everywhere lo achisra achil in the Torah means isra hanoi. Now the question remains, maybe everywhere else you have to burn like here? No. Now, I can't bring the previous pasuk by kedesh basis, because you need that pasuk to tell that kodesh kodesh sul you burn the azorah. So where does you know that you don't burn all the other Yisur HaNoyah? The Sarat is HaNoyah. I think that's in the second attempt. Only in Noyah. And things like Noyah that are Kedesh. Psul of Kedesh are burned by Azor. But all the other things don't burn at all. Only Psul of Kedesh are burned. But any other things you don't burn. I just also about that. See, we can talk it over now. Let's say that lo ye ocho, lo se ocho, that's written in the first pasuk, is not superfluous. You said superfluous to say that kol ha'tere kulo, and the Yisrael achil means Yisrael, no, just like here by habits. Who says it's superfluous? Let's say it comes to tell us there's a lav if you eat it. And although you said for a lav you don't need any specific pasuk here because it's a general rule from the Lozo, kol shabakedish posel, there's a lav on the achila. So why should I say lo se'achal comes for a lav? He says, no, I need it for a lav. Let's say, liyachude lav v'guvidos. It comes to assign a lav to the thing itself. Because the imid rabbeloza, if you want to learn rabbeloza's rule, that's a generalization. And then lekin a lav shebeklov, you don't get a malchus for a lav, that comes from a generalization. Because rabbeloza said that kol shebekedish pos, he learns from Lisa. And says lo yeochel, so he learns from there anything about kedesh that's possible to love. All kinds of psulim. That's a psul nation. All kinds of psulim about kedesh. All the things that are possible about kedesh are love to eat it. So maybe since it's a generalization, just a love. The love in which there's no malchus, and the love should be clawless in no malchus and the love of generalization. So that's why maybe the Torah right here, lo say ochel by the chathis in the first pasuk. To say a specific lav, in this case, when you bring the dam or the chathas inside, there's a lav eating it. And to give us malchus. Otherwise, I say, yes, there's a lav and no malchus. That's why I say, there's a lav here, a specific lav, so they say there's malchus. And that's why now it goes to the fourth pasuk. Leave that the next time, say that aside. If you know this Gemara, you're pretty good. The me if I'm downstairs.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rav Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.